Okay, the intro is going to be as before. Sup, nerds. Welcome to...
This is going to go great.
Welcome to our amazing... Welcome to Powerful, a podcast made by several people on the internet on some unaffiliated forum from some unaffiliated subsection of that forum. Yeah, so today we're gonna talk about power metal, I guess, and let's just take some time to introduce ourselves. So I am on this unaffiliated forum as Four Gates. I hope y'all understand that reference. Probably not, unless you play StarCraft 2. So, do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
All right, sure. I'm on the forum as ZeldaFan355. You can just call me Zeph for the time being.
I am known as Darko. You will find me as Darko0089, just to make sure that I always have my nickname there. But you can just call me Darko.
The amazing Darko.
The amazing Darko.
Cool.
That sounds like a good title.
Yeah. So, recent news on the unaffiliated forum is that there is a certain very popular...
Well, we just call it the subreddit. I don't give a shit.
God damn it, fine. On the subreddit, there's been a recent re-release of a really popular band. One that merited like 6 reposts. Do you all want to elaborate on this very popular band's...
Yeah, so our good friends at the German power metal band Blind Guardian, arguably the greatest power metal band of all time, for years now, their albums haven't been available in North America, except for their couple most recent ones that were put out by Nuclear Blast. However, they apparently finally sorted out all the record label shenanigans, releasing their albums in America on iTunes and Spotify. The world over has been rejoicing.
Yay!
Yay! Because I can fucking listen to them and buy their albums without importing a CD. Yay!
Even though I already bought their albums off of eBay from some sketchy German dealer that charged me twice and I had to cancel. Yay!
Yeah, see, that's exactly what I've been trying to avoid after all these years. And now I can officially support them.
Yeah.
This is amazing. So, it's going to get so many more people into my personal favorite band. And I'm pretty sure this is the first time A Night at the Opera has ever been available, because when I was first getting into power metal, most of their older stuff was on iTunes, except for A Night at the Opera.
It was?
Yeah. Like, I bought Somewhere Far Beyond, Imagination from the Other Side, all that good shit.
Okay. I don't use iTunes because I'm bad.
No.
You're
not the one that's bad for not using iTunes.
Okay, iTunes is bad.
Yeah, iTunes
is bad. And I'm good for avoiding it. All right.
I'm the one that's bad. But regardless, it is very excellent that these albums are finally available, like, in a very accessible way to the quote-unquote mainstream public. Hopefully it's more convenient. People don't have to pirate them, which I've had to pirate like half their albums, and I feel bad about that because I don't want to go through sketchy German dealers.
It's not that bad. They're only like $10 each, and they might be authentic. They might. My copy of A Night at the Opera looks pretty legit, and the artwork is really funny.
That's right, because they have like the weird mashup of God knows what on that album cover.
Yeah, you have like all the critters in the orchestra. And on the inside, there's like a picture of the band like in a theater. And then I think it's on the back of the album. They're like asleep at the theater.
I've never seen the back of the album now that I think about it. Because when you listen to a song on YouTube, it's always just the front cover.
Yeah, it's the front cover. No, I'm talking about the inside artwork in the little book. Yeah, see, if you buy sketchy albums off of German dealers on eBay, this is what you get. Not that I'm encouraging sketchy album purchases or anything.
Apparently I'm missing out.
Anyway, so you heard it from here. You can stop with the repost now. Our billions of screaming fans.
We're happy that everyone's excited about this, but we don't need to see a post about it every 12 hours, which...
Yeah, or you can put our good moderators to work and annoy them even more.
That's a good idea. Actually, everyone, keep posting. None of the moderators are here.
Yeah. They're not here right now.
That's true.
Post all the things.
We're moderator free right now.
Everyone repost everything, especially if it's a blacklisted band.
Yeah. Emerald Sword. Never heard that before. Post Emerald Sword.
Post Unicorn Invasion of Dundee. All your favorites.
God.
Anyway.
Okay, so that's news article one. And the other announcement is Prague Power 2018. And this was a music festival in Atlanta, Georgia, United States of North America. And this festival in 2017 happened, I don't know, early September something.
Yeah.
But the 2018 lineup has been announced. So
yeah.
This is a 4-day festival. Yeah.
It's a big festival for power metal and progressive metal music.
Medium-sized festival. There's only like 1,000 tickets or something, or like 950.
I'm pretty sure it's the biggest power metal-ish thing in the United States, though.
Yeah, I would say so.
Because you have all the festivals in Europe, like Bloodstock and Wacken, or Wacken, however you say it.
Wacken.
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 But so for the, you know, the free folks of the world who enjoy hamburgers.
Free is kind of a stretch in this day and age.
Anyway, this is a big festival happening every September. And the lineup for next year is just announced. Some people from the subreddit like to go there every year, and we're going to have more going next year. And we thought we should run through the lineup that was announced here.
Yeah, apparently...
Take us away here.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so we got from one of the guys in the unaffiliated Discord chat that was at Prague Power this year. Tell us all the bands, all the lineup, just as it was being announced, because I don't know if everyone knows, but at the end of each day on the festival, they announce all the bands for the next year. So we have, there's 4 days of festival, and on the first day, which will be September 5th on 2018, we will have Ross, the Boss Band, that will be playing Manowar, Glory Hammer, Nocturnal Rites, and Voyager. I guess most of you will, if you go then, you will go because of Glory Hammer. Day 2, September 6th, will be Cellar Darling, King Crow, Dream Evil, and Angra, playing a 25th anniversary special where fans pick the set list. Still don't know how that voting will be, but I guess it's something like Metallica did, where everyone submitted what they wanted to listen to, and the set list was based on that.
For the first 2 days there, which bands are you guys looking forward to seeing there? I think all of us were planning on going next year.
I am actually not that pumped about day one and two. The only bands that I'd be like remotely interested in are, I don't know, Glory Hammer, just for the lulls.
Yeah, I think Glory Hammer will be a lot of fun. Like,
they're okay.
Even they're a pop band, and they're stupid and they're silly.
I love pop and silly things.
Exactly.
I love fun.
Especially in a live setting in a big festival, I think it'll be a hell of a time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not a fan, just get drunk and you'll have a fun time anyway.
I want to go just for the spectacle.
Exactly.
It'll be cool.
It'll be fun. It'll be an experience. You can shout things at our good friend Chris Bowers.
We can shout things. Yeah. You can challenge him to a magic dude.
Oh, you should totally kick his ass at magic, because he plays against fans at shows and stuff, I think.
Okay. I don't really want to bring a modern deck to like Prague Power. Apparently he plays modern and EDH. Modern's really expensive. Anyway, I actually gave Voyager a listen because I wasn't familiar with them, and I didn't really like them.
That's fair.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of too, I don't know, edgy for me.
But yeah, I gave one of their songs a listen. I wasn't too fond of it either. No. But we'll see. I mean, it's only one song.
Yeah, I mean, some other people on the unaffiliated forum internet sites were very excited about Prague Power. So.
That's true. I did see some people being like, oh, they put on an excellent show. So, give them a shot.
Yeah. We shall see.
We also have Nocturnal Rites on there, which I've never been huge on Nocturnal Rites. but they're not bad.
Some good stuff.
Yeah, they have some okay stuff. And Ross the Boss will be playing some Manowar stuff, so that'll be interesting.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
I hope they play Pleasure Slave.
Oh, God.
The second day there.
Cellar Darling. So I realized that these were the guys that were exiled from... Okay, I know I don't talk about music IRL, so I don't know how to pronounce this goddamn name. Elveti.
Elveti.
I
think that's how you say it.
Yeah. Yeah, these were the three members that are no longer in that band.
Do they have drama or something? I didn't pay any attention to that.
Yeah, there was drama, I believe. Either the guitar or drum guy got booted from the band for some reason. I'm sorry, this is poorly cited. And then his buddies decided to leave with him and start their own group, I guess.
Are they the band with the Avalanche song where they just say Avalanche a bunch of times and it's really bad?
I don't know. I didn't think they were that bad.
No, they're I don't think that's the band.
No, they're from... Let me Google this so I don't mix stuff up.
I just found that the drama with Eluviti. They kicked the drummer, and when they kicked the drummer, the two other members said, "Hey,
he's our best friend. And the you can hurdy gurdy player left."
Yeah, because they were friends with the drummer.
Yes, that happened. Yeah, I actually enjoyed their music. It's folk mellow deathy, with some fiddle and hurdy gurdy.
And I like me some fiddle and some hurdy gurdy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But Cellar Darling does not have fiddle and hurdy gurdy. It was pretty bland.
I just looked it up. They did do the Avalanche song, which was not good.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, moving on to more positive things. We have Dream Evil.
Dream Evil.
I'm hoping it's early Dream Evil. Give me some Dragon Chaser.
The most recent release was it was okay.
If they play the Chosen Ones, In Flames You Burn, all the good shit that they had back in the day, I'll be happy.
Yeah.
I'm not holding my breath for that, but I'll be pleasantly surprised, hopefully. Then Angra doing a Fans Pick the Setlist show. That could be fun.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. Except for the fact that Fabio is still their vocalist. I'm sorry if Fabio listens. I don't hate you as a person. I'm sure you're a lovely human.
I hate Fabio.
And you were fantastic in Rhapsody. Great Definitely. Fucking job. But holy shit on Angra. Oh my God, please.
Might not be the best match for that band.
Please.
Yeah.
For the fans who vote on that, please pick songs from Temple of Shadows as it's their best album.
Yeah, and they never play those songs in their live shows. Not that I've seen any because I'm in North America.
Yeah, they never play here. But
nope, never.
Pick Winds of Destination and force them to fly Hansi Kirsch out so that it can be amazing.
Yeah, as amazing as it can get with Fabio on vocals. I'm sorry. Sorry, Fabio. No offense to you. Welcome Not to like the... you're going to listen to this anyway.
Welcome to the Fabio Leone hate podcast.
No.
Wait, are you not a fan either?
No.
It's just me. I will take all liability.
I listened to Fabio with Rhapsody a couple months ago, and it was amazing.
Amazing, right?
Amazing.
He's great. Just fucking Angra.
I haven't listened to his Angra stuff, but I'll just wait on that.
You haven't heard Secret Garden?
I don't think so.
Was actually not bad. I really liked it. Favorite track of that one, Black Hearted Soul, probably.
That sounds appropriate.
Yes. But just hearing his live recordings of Rebirth and I don't know, and fucking Carry On, oh please.
Carry On's a fantastic song. Does he butcher that or something?
Yeah. He does these really weird high shrill noises and I'm just stop.
The whole song is high shrill noises.
I know. Andre Matos did the high shrill noises, but they're clear high shrill noises. Fabio does these like half whispered high shrill noises, and they're really bad.
Well, okay, we'll move on from something you're not a fan of, and we'll get to something you are a fan of. We're gonna get to day three.
I don't hate everything.
On September 7th of next year, day three is gonna be Manimal, Persephone, Bloodbound, Labyrinth playing Return to Heaven Denied, Redemption with Tom England, and James LeBrie, or how do you probably say his name? I'm sorry, James.
Yeah, LeBrie.
I think the big one here is Labyrinth playing the fantastic Return to Heaven Denied. Four Gates here is the number two Labyrinth fan in the whole world.
For Labyrinth, I literally could not care what the rest of the lineup is. I was ready to be like super sad if they when they don't announce Labyrinth, but they fucking did.
I thought you were crazy, seeing like, oh my god, Labyrinth is gonna be there. It's gonna be great. And then I'm like, oh no, they're not. Every band you want is never gonna be there. And then all of a sudden, no, Labyrinth is there, and they're playing their best album.
I thought there was this is probably the best chance because they haven't been there since like 2011, and they just released an album, so
they can promote it.
Yeah, I was thinking either somebody from Italy is going to be their Labyrinth or Secret Sphere. I would have been pretty happy with either of them, but Labyrinth is it's going to be pretty good.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited to check them out live too. Another one I'm interested in is Bloodbound. This is a band that's had a few varieties of style. I really like their early stuff. The Nosferatu album is fantastic.
Yeah, that's the one I've heard the most of.
Yeah, I listened to that one a lot. Mm-hmm. In recent years, they've gone in a more Sabaton-y direction with like slower, chanty stuff with the synths.
Yes.
Poppy. I know there are some people who really like them, some people who are not as big a fan of their newer style. I think they've had a lot of Game of Thrones theme stuff recently because you got to get those nerd hits.
Yeah.
That's a big fan base.
It's an easy one to hit, especially for metal. But yeah. I'm interested to see how they do. And hopefully they play at least one song from Nosferatu so I can be happy.
Yeah, that would be amazing. I'm also pretty pumped on Redemption. It's a quote-unquote Prague, whatever that means.
Oh, yes, the Prague section of Prague Power.
Yeah, yeah. It's not power, unfortunately.
It should be.
But I first heard of Redemption on their album called Snowfall on Judgment Day. And I think it's a good listen if you like prog rock, I don't know how else to describe it.
You said Snowfall on Judgment Day was good?
It's called Snowfall on Judgment Day, and their most recent one is Art of Loss. I keep wanting to say Art of Life, but that is...
That's a different prog, yeah.
Yes. And yeah, I like that one too. So that's definitely a recommend. And then who's the last one? LeBrie?
James LeBrie.
The singer from Dream Theater. He's been having a solo career, I understand.
Like, yeah, I haven't heard any of his solo stuff, so I don't know.
I'm not familiar with Manimal or Persephone. Are they more prog?
Persephone. Oh, Persephone is really good too. They had a really good release this year.
That's good.
Album name is called Athma. They're from Faroe Islands. Is that how you pronounce that?
I think it's the Faroe Islands.
Faroe Island. Whatever.
That's for where it's Tears like from.
Nation. They play more mellow death style. And I guess you would call it quote unquote prog because they use syncopation and unconventional song structures, but I think it's a solid mellow death album. And their previous release, Spiritual Migration, is also really good.
All right.
So I'm pretty pumped on them too.
The day three is looking pretty good then.
Yeah, I would go just for day three. I like burnout easily. And there's no guarantee I'll survive till day four.
Well, you should, because day four, we're kicking it off with Triosphere, who are an excellent band.
Yeah, just
band.
Go to them and like go sleep afterwards.
You
don't want to miss Triosphere. They're incredible.
Yeah, I'm just going to run down the day four bands real quick. We have Triosphere, Eclipse, Soen, Aelstorm and Tarja Turunen.
That is interesting.
It is. It is.
So,
if this
Trials
is
series, excellent.
Yeah.
That's going to be the one to check out. Definitely. Their singer, what's her name? Ida, I think is her name. She is phenomenal. Probably one of the best power metal vocalists out there right now.
Yeah.
Their most recent album from 2014 is really, really great.
Mm-hmm.
I think a big one for a bunch of the normies around here is going to be Aelstorm.
Normies!
You can get your pirate on, you know, drink some rum and some wenches and some mead and go questing upon the poop deck and all the fun stuff with Christopher
Powers. Followed by Tarja. That's an interesting set list order.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a.
It's
if that's actually the
Tarja.
Order.
Yeah.
That is so amusing.
Those are so different.
I get Tarja with yeah. Fleur, but with Aelstorm in the
more
middle.
Sense.
It's weird.
I don't even understand like how Soin fits in there. So Soin is like I'm not sure how you pronounce that either, but they're more like prog rock style. They're not that. Their most recent album is very good. Y'all should listen to it. It's more chill than like the rest of the music here.
The last album is called Likaya.
Likaya, yes, yes.
And Tarja is an odd choice to end it off with. I guess she's pretty, you know, she's got a big name from being
she's
the Nightwish for all
famous.
Those years.
And she might do some Nightwish covers.
She plays
maybe.
Always. I think she always plays one or two early Nightwish songs. But then,
I think you get Over the Hills and Far Away on
yeah.
there usually, because that's not technically a Nightwish song.
That's a cover. That's a
yeah,
cover
that's
from
a cover.
Yeah.
But you know, like she has her own material, so
yeah, she has
gotta
a
respect that.
A lot of
albums. Would love to hear some of her originals.
Yeah, she's a good singer.
Mm-hmm.
If we're lucky, she'll bring Floor Jansen on stage or something, and then I'll die.
They're gonna fly Floor over just to be a guest singer. That would be ridiculous.
Hey, if they do it, I'm not saying they're going to, but if they did, props.
If.
I think like they have Tarja there because everyone's gonna get drunk and like totally just like burn themselves out with Aelstorm, and then they can just like be chill with Tarja at the end.
I'm not sure if Tarja is very chill either. Oh, this is just gonna be so weird.
It's going to be weird. It's going to be fun. If you
fun.
Can swing it, come on out to Prog Power USA
yeah.
2018 next year. It's going to be a good time. We're going to
save your money. Tickets are on sale October 7.
October 7. It's October 7 for days 3 and 2. 3 and 4. October 7
yes.
for days 3 and 4 and November 11 for days 1 and 2. And you can only buy both. Days each time you can buy only day three, for example. You have to buy three and four and then one and two.
Yep.
And then it was $175 for each like pair of days.
Yeah.
Correct. It's a little pricey, but I think it's worth it. I've been twice personally, and it's a really easy festival to go to. Like, you're not in the middle of a desert, you're not in the goddamn mountains. You can take the light rail or whatever from the airport to the venue area. Like, it's a super easy festival. Like,
and even then, if you're just doing days three and four, you spend $175 for 12 bands.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're doing per band, that's a pretty cheap show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to this. I've been wanting to go to Prog Power for a long time.
Mm-hmm. I went every other year. So I went 2014. And 2016, and then let's go 2018.
Whee!
Yay! What is Prog even?
That's an excellent question.
That is just
one that I don't think
question.
We are even qualified to answer.
Yeah, so Darko, the only actual musician here, do you want to start?
Okay. So I have a really strong opinion on what is prog and what isn't prog. Like,
enlighten us.
A lot of stuff that is called like prog metal right now at this time and in the past couple of years, it's not prog at all. And I want to make a little distinction between progressive rock and progressive metal, if you want, and prog metal and prog rock.
With lots of quotes.
Yeah.
Isn't prog just short for progressive, or am I being
that
uncultured?
I'd say you can make a distinction, because people always come with this idea and tell you, just you tell them, hey, this is prog rock, and they tell you that is not prog, that's doing the same as like 10 years, 20 years ago. It's not progressive in any way. Well, now it's not. You could say that back in the 60s and 70s, you had this progressive rock, people doing stuff that were progressive, that were coming, taking what we already have and doing new stuff. That's one thing. And that keeps happening, but in different ways. But then you have this style, the prog style, that it's like based on what 70s progressive rock was. Doesn't mean you need to invent anything new. So it's not truly progressive, but it's just, you know, prog. You have these unconventional song structures, which could be just don't go the pop route. Don't do verse, chorus, solo, chorus, chorus. And that's it. You may do like longer sections, sections that don't actually repeat all the time, bridges and change keys and change time signatures and wherever. But just doing one of those things sometimes falls short. Like a lot of prog metal now, it's like the djent stuff. Like you have all these crazy rhythms, polyrhythms or whatever, but it's only one note all the time and a very basic structure, so I wouldn't call it that prog.
Djent.
Everyone loves to make fun of djent.
I like djent.
Djent.
Just in case.
Yeah, I don't really listen to much prog, so you can just ignore everything I'm about to say.
Okay.
But to me, it seems like prog sort of means two things depending on who you're talking to. On one hand, it's just straight for progressive, which is a pretty relative term. So it's just something different from what's going on right now. If it's an experimental song structure or a different musical,
or like whatever. Lots of syncopation. People hear like non-4/4 time signatures and like lots of 16th notes with like unconventional rhythms, and they're like prog.
Right. Or it seems to be just anything that is progressive can be like that. Or it's almost like it's become its own specific genre with its own type of sound that is just sort of in general non-conforming.
I think they just take weird that because it's conforming guitar to a non-conforming tone. Thing. The djent guitar tone. They're just like, oh, this is now prog.
That's happening a lot. A lot of stuff that
prog is now guitar tone.
A lot of stuff that people have linked that are labeled by the bands themselves sometimes as prog is just heavily distorted downtuned guitars and nothing else.
It's a buzzword to just get attention or whatever.
Yeah.
Can't stuff just be rock music anymore?
No.
No, we must subcategorize
them. Always. How else can you feel special about what you listen to?
And properly categorize it so you can find more of it.
I like that. That's good. The one good thing about labeling and categorizing stuff is just, okay, I can find stuff that is alike to what I'm already listening to. So I can get a coherent listening experience and discover new stuff that is highly probable I will like. But don't be an ass about
it. So, like, are the Beatles, Green Day, and Blind Guardian all rock bands? Like, they're all very different. Mm. So it exists for a reason.
That's true.
But before we get into too big of genre warrior topics, that's our fun discussion on what prog is. I hope it's been very educational for you. Thank you. Thank you, Darko.
We're probably all wrong in some way.
Please, everyone, if we post this, please flame the comments telling us how wrong we are about everything.
Please do. We love that.
Any publicity is good publicity.
Exactly. This is the Trump podcast.
Bullshit. about America being great or something. I can't even pretend. Anyway.
We wanted to move on to some of the albums and singles that have been released in the past couple months since we last recorded our podcast. First things first, we wanted to jump into the new Enciferum album, Two Paths, released a week or two ago, I think.
Seth, hold on. Just to give perspective to everyone, This is September of 2017.
Oh, good call.
Yes.
We must timestamp this.
It is currently September 25th, 2017, the year of our Lord. These are albums that have come out in the past couple of months. June, July, September, August of 2017.
Yeah.
And so I'll start again. Enciferum's new album, Two Paths, recently came out. Enciferum is a pretty big name in the folk metal genre. They really exploded in popularity. Their first three albums with the Ari Mainpah, with self-titled, Iron, all the fun stuff. Their new album, they've been really touting their analog recording styles to give like a live energy to it. And they've been really experimental in their songs in recent years.
Mean by experimental?
They do weird shit. Like, they'll have like songs that are like a mixture of like disco and folk with harsh vocals, and I don't know what's going on.
And like fucking accordions and...
Right. And so it was weird.
Is it just me, or is there a lot more clean vocals now?
This album did have a lot more clean vocals. And they've had in the past, like, their clean vocals will usually just be choirs, or sometimes it's a girl singing. Yeah, but this time it was just like straight male clean vocals, which normally, you know, that's fine. I like it when bands mix clean and harsh vocals. But on Two Paths, I don't know who they had singing, but it was just not good. And the weird thing is they had bonus tracks where they had a couple of the songs where they replaced the clean vocals with harsh vocals, and it sounded so much better. Weird.
Interesting. Well,
so much better, at least I thought they did. A strange thing that they did with this album was they released, I think, three singles before the album properly dropped, and all of them were pretty standard Enciferum track. It almost sounded like they're going back to the days of From Afar, which is, you know, a fantastic album. But then the album itself comes out, and basically every single song that's not the three singles they did is something weird and goofy, or it has like the horrible clean vocals. And so I was getting hyped for this album, and I was disappointed with the end result. I might pick up a couple of the singles, but that's it. I don't know if you guys gave it much of a listen.
I gave it a listen. I'm not that well versed in their discography. I've heard their self-titled, and I've heard Iron, and I've heard One Man Army. And I feel like this most recent release, an Ailstorm fan would love it. I'll just leave it at that.
All right. It's got some more pop stuff, or just kind of weird stuff, plus there's accordions. Thanks to Netta Skog on there.
Yeah.
Darko, do you have any? Did you listen to Enciferum at all?
I didn't do my homework here. Sorry.
It's fine.
That's okay.
This is the one I can talk the most about out of these new releases.
Yeah.
So those are my thoughts.
Okay, we don't have to hit all of these new releases, but let's stick to the power metal-y ones. Force do either of you? Yeah, do you have an opinion on Force Majeure?
Yeah, I gave it a couple listens last week. I thought the album was really hit or miss. There are like half the songs where I'm like, oh man, this is some good shit. I'm really digging this. Some good stuff with the guitars, great vocals. But then the other half of the songs, I just be like, oh my god, this is so fucking boring.
The melodies were so awkward. Like, I don't know. Like, it just didn't sound melodic to me. I was like, what were they thinking when they wrote this? Like, did they really think that this sounded good?
It's a real mishmash of stuff going on in that album.
Yeah, I'm just like, the sequence of notes makes no sense. I'm not even talking about, like, the instrumentals. I'm just talking about the main melody.
I need to give it another listen through, at least the half of the songs that I liked.
I don't think it's worth another listen from me. Sorry, Force Majeure. I'm sure you all are lovely people.
I'm sure they worked really hard on that album.
I'm sure they worked really hard on the album, and they deserve all the best. Not for me, though.
Another album that's come out recently that I'm really fond of is Galderia's debut album. What's the name of it? Return of the Cosmic Men? It's such a strange name.
It is such an odd name. I think it's because they're French and they're just doing the best they can.
I respect that.
They actually have an album before this one. This is their second album. Yeah, they do.
It wasn't on Spotify.
I don't know.
See, it's good to have your albums on Spotify, right, Blind Guardian?
Yeah, some people will listen to them and stuff.
So this album, I'm a big fan of it. I really like this. It's very happy, very over the top and catchy. Some people might hate it because of that, but I would say definitely check it out. The first song on it, Shining Unity.
Shining Unity.
It's beautiful. I really love that song.
Yeah. I don't hate all happy things as a blanket statement. Okay. Just for the record, I really enjoyed this album. I just don't like really boring synths and zero guitar melodies and nothing interesting. But I think this Galderia business is straight up enjoyable. And also our friend Darko made a Eurobeat version of, which one was it? Wake Up the World?
Wake Up the World. Yeah, it was
Wake Up the World. Oh my God.
Just listening to it, it was already halfway there. Like, it has all these nice scenes, the classic Eurobeat scenes, and a couple of little spaces and drops. And I just had to add the beat to it. That's all that.
Yeah, you just added like a poppy drum beat to it, and it just totally transforms the song into this really fun Eurobeat.
Oh my God, I love when you added the clapping portion.
Yeah.
Like in the last chorus.
The song was just asking for it. It was screaming for
yes.
it. It's like they had done it.
Eurobeat remix me.
I can imagine the guys doing the song and mixing it and doing that stuff, and someone there still, no, hold on, we shouldn't do that. Are you sure? And dubbed in there and putting it like halfway through, but let the song be what it should.
It's a better Eurobeat power metal song than Universe on Fire, that's for sure.
Universe on Fire was not Eurobeat.
Yeah,
it's sorry, disco guys. Or whatever.
I think that's just straight up. I don't know what is it. It's like electronic dance music.
Like JK, disco?
No,
or...
it's not. Disco.
I don't know.
It wasn't
disco. Who knows? It's so like undefined that that's what progressive truly is.
Yes, it's so progressive it can win best.
It's so progressive that we're unable to define it.
Indeed, it's. Hey, we're talking about it, so it did something right.
Yeah. And that's why they're going to be at Prog Power, because they're progtastic.
Of recent releases, Galderia is probably my favorite so far of the last couple months. They also have very pretty artwork on their album.
Yeah, lots of pinks and purples and swirly things.
Purple is the hot color in Power Metal
albums naked right now. Dude. Is he naked? I don't know. He's a cosmic man.
Yeah, he's like the thinking guy.
I think my favorite albums of this past 2 months is probably Leprous and Caligula's Horse, and I think Leprous is probably, I don't know, it might be current album of the year for me.
Really?
I think so. I don't know. It switches between the two.
Is it a power metal or is it?
No, it's not. It's not power metal. It's a quote unquote for prog. Leprous is a band from Norway, and their probably most well known album is called Bilateral. And there's this dude named Einar Solberg, who is their vocalist and keyboard player. He previously did a ton of harsh vocals, but he has like some really pretty cleans. And they went all dark and shit with their 2013 release, Coal. And they went all like atmospheric and shit with their 2015 release, The Congregation. But this one in 2017, Malina, kind of took a more poppy, like prog rocky kind of sound with plenty of like syncopation and weirdo time signatures. And it's with still a little bit of heaviness. I think my favorite track on it is called The Weight of Disaster. And probably their singles, Stuck and From the Flame. It's a good album. Just listen to it.
I'll have to check that one out.
Yeah. And the other album that I really liked this year so far is Caligula's Horse. They're Australian, and they're also quote-unquote-unquote prog. And they had, it's more like prog rock-y sound as well. But I don't know, it's a very diverse album. They go all over the place. I think my favorite track on it is probably called Graves. There's like a section in it where there's just like saxophone or whatever, and you just like headbang to it. It's a trip.
Cool.
Y'all have to listen to this. It's pretty great.
Yeah, I listened to someone post a song from it, and I thought it was pretty interesting stuff. I need to check out more of it.
Yeah.
It is it's more just like normal rock with prog stuff.
Normal rock with like weird stuff interspersed. I think they keep it interesting.
Yeah, it's not powery, but you know, it's still fun.
Yeah. Power metal, quote unquote power metal hasn't really impressed me much this year. Yeah.
Well, we still have Keldian in a couple months, so we'll pray for that.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll get into future releases probably some other time.
Yeah, but there's also been a lot of singles out of albums that are to come soon. What are some singles that you have listened to recently?
Some of the singles that have been released just recently are, one of my favorites is by the band Evertail, band from, I want to say, Italy or Germany. Don't quote me on that. They had a debut album in 2013 called Of Dragons and Elves.
Germany.
And that's pretty good. It's basically Blind Guardian Worship. Their first album is based off of the Dragonlance Chronicles books. And their new one is a single based off of Warhammer 40K. So they got Space Marines and they're going for the glory of the Emperor. It's fun stuff. It's not your usual fare. And
it's like fantasy power metal. Fuck out. It's great.
Yeah, so space fantasy with some nice riffs. And I think they repeat the chorus like a little too much, but it's chorus. Okay. So
power metal fans love choruses anyway.
It's all about the chorus in power metal.
Yeah.
Your verses don't matter at all if you can hit that chorus. So that was a fun one. That was a single I just heard literally yesterday. Is this band from Belarus called Kliadna? I don't know how to say it. I'm sorry. But their single Fly Far Away, which is like a symphonic power metal style, I was really digging it. Like, they have some really nice melodies, and the symphonic stuff doesn't like totally drown out the guitars.
Oh,
they
have a good balance. Wow, that's a change.
That was like the first thing I noticed.
Good.
So that's really nice.
That's promising.
They have female vocals. The vocals are weird. I'll just say it. She does like a more operatic style at times, and the operatic stuff really just didn't work for me that well. When she does like more like normal vocals, I think it sounds better. But the music itself and the melodies, I thought, worked well enough. I had no idea what the hell they were saying. I'm not sure if it was in a different language or just a really thick accent. So I'm just going to not bother looking at the lyrics so I don't hate it. They had their debut album, I think, was in 2016. So this is a single for an upcoming album that I don't know when it's coming out.
All right.
But I've never heard of a power metal band from Belarus. And these guys seem like they're worth keeping an eye on. So good on them.
Cool.
Awesome. Were they posted on the undisclosed forum website? I must have missed it.
Yeah, just the other day it has like 5 upvotes on the subreddit.
Oh, snap. So, 5 upvotes on the undisclosed forum website that shall not be named.
So I recommend checking them out.
Great.
Another band that's had a couple of singles recently is The Dark Element, which is a new project from ex-Sonata Arctica, current Kane's Offering guitarist, Yanni, something I can't pronounce, I'm sorry.
I'll stop. I'm sorry, Finnish people.
That guy. And former Nightwish vocalist Annette Olsen. When this was announced, I thought it sounded like a pretty interesting collaboration.
Yeah, I was like, oh my god, Kane's Offering with Annette.
Yanni does good
amazing
shit. Annette's a good singer. She didn't totally fit with Nightwish. That's another discussion. That's a different flame war we can have later.
Yeah.
But I was really looking forward to this collaboration, but they're two singles I have not been feeling. The first one just sounded like Delane, but with Annette's vocals. The second one just kind of sounded like a low-tier Nightwish song. It wasn't bad, but
it was really bland.
It's just like, kind of bland and predictable.
Who wrote those melodies? It was just so flat.
Yeah. I don't want to come off as too negative in this, but yeah.
Well, yeah, it's just two singles off of the album that's not released yet, but I don't know. Maybe they picked the singles that they thought would appeal to the masses, but I'm not really sure what the masses like because I didn't really like them.
Yeah, maybe they're going for they pick the singles that sound like Delane because Delane is popular for some reason.
Why is Delane popular? I'm sorry. Sorry, Delane. I'm sure y'all are lovely people too. You're doing some great things and you're having some great success. But can you like make nice music?
Please let other people tour the United States when you're
over here. Let other nice bands open for all the popular ones. Because I'm pretty sure I've accidentally seen Delane at least 3 times. Accidentally.
So we'll see where the Dark Element goes. I'm not writing them off yet. With just the two names behind it, it just keeps me interested, even if everything has been not stellar so far.
Yeah. And another single that's been highly talked about is Serenity's single.
Lionheart.
What are your opinions on that?
I wasn't too big on this single either. I really like Serenity's. Sometimes they have some pretty boring stuff, but usually at least half the songs on each album is going to be really solid, excellent stuff. I really like their vocals, their guitars, their orchestrations. It all goes together really well.
Yeah, I thought Serenity was one of the groups that did a really good job not drowning out their guitar instrumentation with orchestration. Like Codex Atlanticus was one of the most memorable albums of 2016.
Right.
But this single was just like, I don't know.
Yeah, I thought like they had like an intro guitar melody, which is nice. They had like some cool stuff at the end, which is nice.
But they had some like chanting.
The bulk of the song was just like
some like obvious audience participation attempts.
It's like they were missing half the song, like, or half the like elements of it. Like the orchestrations weren't there, the guitars weren't there. It felt really bland, at least by Serenity standards.
Yeah, and I was like, it's not even because Serenity is a bad band, because
no, they're good. They haven't had any kind of like shakeup recently.
Because my Spotify auto played like War of Ages afterwards, and I was like, wait, I actually like this band.
And War of Ages is great.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just an odd single choice. We get those all the time.
I don't know. Maybe it's another case of picking a single that the quote unquote masses would like. I think I say quote unquote too much. Can we edit that out? JK, don't. Anyway, so are there any other singles that we want to discuss?
Yeah, there's one more I want to touch on real quick. There's a new band called, I think they're new, called Beast in Black, which is created by the dude who used to be a part of Battle Beast, but apparently he was kicked out after their second album. And then he went and created this band, Beast in Black, because I guess he really likes beasts.
Beasts are pretty great.
And they just put out a single called Blind and Frozen, which is a very synthy, cheesy 80s style song, which is that's basically what Battle Beast did back in the day being 3 years ago. So it's definitely not going to be for like your hardcore metal-y dudes, but it's a really fun song. And they have a Giannis, I can't pronounce his last name.
The one that starts with a P.
I think so. So he did the vocals on,
yeah,
what was the name of that album or that band last year, Sunset or something. Anyway, case in point, their vocalist is excellent, and he's gonna be my big reason I'm into this band.
Cool.
Cheesy synths and excellent vocals from Giannis make it worth checking out.
Didn't Battle Beast itself release an album in 2017 that was pretty like 80s pop rock synthy?
Yeah, that's kind of their thing.
Bringer
they're kind
of
like
pain. Yes.
Yeah, I think it was last year. They're kind of like Sabaton but more poppy, I guess.
Yeah. I like secretly love this album. I'm kind of basic.
Yeah, I saw Battlebeast live last year, and they were pretty good. If their song's maybe a little bit too samey for my taste.
Yeah.
But they're not bad.
I gotta be in the mood for it.
Yeah, I was more into their earlier stuff. So, and I'm guessing this dude is the reason why, because I dug this. Yeah. So I'm definitely gonna be on the lookout for Beast in Black's album when that comes out eventually.
Cool. All right. So I think that's all the things we want to talk about today.
Yeah, we talked about news. We talked about music. We've gone on for about an hour, which is probably the maximum attention span for listening to us ramble. Yeah,
and Blind Guardian is on Spotify. Tell all your friends. Tell your family.
And tell them to make sure they post on the Power Metal subreddit about how awesome it is that Blind Guardian is back on Spotify.
Yeah. And if they think it's already been posted, you know, it probably hasn't been posted, so they can just go ahead and post it.
Yes. Please give our moderators more work to do. They need it.
All right. So I think that wraps up our first real episode, or second, depending
on how the other one. Yeah, this is our second time recording. Yeah. I don't know how often we're going to do this. Hopefully it doesn't take us 2.5 months to do it again. We're going to have more people on as long as people aren't too busy with their lives and responsibilities. Yeah,
a rotating cast, so you don't have to deal with our amazing selves all the time. Of the time.
You'll probably deal with Darko all the time because he's our audio genius.
He's the only one who knows how to record because we're useless.
Yay.
Yay.
He has the fun task of editing this. And we love him for that.
Good luck. So. Let me know. Let us know if we can help in any way.
It's okay. And, just keep up doing this good work about talking and using these words. And, you know, you're doing great on that. That's helpful enough.
Thank you. Talking and using words. That's what we do on the Powerful Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. So once again, I have been ZeldaFan355, also known as Zeph.
This is for Gates. Yes. I'm not good at this.
It's like you're not sure if you are or not.
I am. No, I'm just like wondering. My username is so, like, I hope people get it.
They're not going to get it.
Not at all.
They don't.
Nobody gets it.
Damn it. Let me know if you all get it. Just comment on the subreddit or something. The sub forum of internet.
Everyone, hail Odin and stay powerful.
Yeah. Peace.